defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios the day after the Monster Cast. How the heck are you today? Did you catch the program yesterday? What a show, huh? I didn't know. I tweeted it out earlier in the day, but I wasn't sure I was going to be able to pull it off. So the tweet was a little, let's say, risky. But I'm talking about having Donna Fiducia, former Fox News anchor, Donna Fiducia and her husband Don Newman on the program yesterday. They're now running Cowboy Logic. And they were involved with Red State Radio. They've been doing such great work since they've left New York. And they live not too far from me in the state of Georgia. We've gotten to be pretty good friends. We're going to be doing a lot of work together. You're going to hear Donna on the program more than once. I can promise you that was not going to be her only appearance on Armed American Radio. I did a couple hits on their program. So it was really fun to have Donna Fiducia in. Very outspoken. Do you remember that, right? Fox News Live, I'm Donna Fiducia in Washington today. Don't you remember hearing Donna Fiducia on Fox News? She was there for years, worked with everybody that you see at Fox, and she's very outspoken. And, boy, I'll tell you, when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms, this is a woman, her and her husband, that lived in Jersey for years in the New York metro area, born and raised up there. And they're now in a free state, and they're loving every second of it. And I'm really enjoying watching them enjoy their freedom. And she gave us a little taste of that yesterday. But here they are out on 62 acres in a rural area of Georgia, listening to this show. They're fans, huge fans of Armed American Radio. That's how we met a number of years ago. And just thrilled to have her become a contributor to this program. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are too. A really great and powerful voice for the right to keep and bear arms. And she's got lots of different friends who you will be hearing from on the program as well. So the show yesterday was good. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoyed it too. Bursa, Rafael Del Valle, he was awesome. I had a tremendous amount of fun with Patricia Huff going through those categories of firearms. She's great. She's fun to shoot with, and she really knows her stuff when it comes to particularly what's selling at gunbroker.com. She's got her finger on the pulse over there, so we love being able to bring that to you every single month. And then, of course, the captain, Captain Matt Bruce. You know, what can you say about the captain? He's dominating the overnight airwaves. He and George Norrie, man, that's it. It's the Captain's America and George Norrie on Coast to Coast. Both of them are awesome. It's hard to listen to them at the exact same time, obviously. But I'll tell you what, you can't go wrong with either one of them. And you got a little taste of Captain Matt Bruce yesterday. So it was good to be able to wish him a Happy New Year and bring him to Armed American Radio. That pretty much is the rundown on the Monster Cast. And I want to apologize again. I don't know if you guys, Mike, this cold is kicking me today. And I am sorry about that. I hate that. But freedom never takes a break, right? Anyway, I want to tell you a little bit. I got to go back to Virginia here for just a second. Stephen Gutowski of the Free Beacon has been talking with Miss Mortensen. You know Miss Mortensen from the National Rifle Association. She's been on the program in the past. Kat Mortensen. And the National Rifle Association last Thursday is making it very clear, this is what their statements were last Thursday, that gun owners are going to swamp, and I mean swamp, the first hearing of the Virginia Senate committee considering new gun bans, and they're doing it in an effort to kind of keep at bay or beat back, is the word that Stephen Gutowski used, the gun control proposals from Governor Blackface Ralph Northam, the tyrant zealot that he is. And what Kat Mortensen said was that the NRA is mobilizing members to appear at the first meeting of the Virginia Senate's Court of Justice on January 13th. That's the first stop for any bills that are going to be moving forward that Bloomberg, see how that Blackface Northam and Bloomberg are one and the same. Trust me when I tell you that this is payback to Bloomberg, but that Blackface Northam wants to see on his desk. So apparently, now there's something we got to keep in mind here about Virginia. We don't talk enough about this. Phil Van Cleve mentioned it, that it is possible that they're not going to have enough votes on the Democrat side. Not likely, but possible. And here's why. There's only a two-vote Democrat majority in the state Senate and a five-vote majority in the House of Delegates. So they need only flip two or three Democrats. And guess what happens? Those bills don't advance through the legislature in Virginia. Is that going to happen? There's going to be a lot of political gamesmanship here between the governor, Blackface Northam, and those delegates. My best guess is that we're going to see those bills get through. To what degree and how severe those bills are, I don't know. But I think you're going to see gun control pass in Virginia. I don't see the Democrat Party, who's always been very good at sticking together, particularly on an issue like this. But there's some dynamics in play. We've got what's going on with the sanctuary cities that is putting tremendous pressure on these Democrats. The National Rifle Association is feeding off of that and playing off of that. And see, all they need to do, as Kat reminds us, is just convince a handful of Democrats, believe me, who want to keep their jobs in areas that have that are sanctuary Second Amendment cities or counties. So the Dems have, they've got some, let's just say, they'd better make the right decision. They'd better make the right decision. So now the National Rifle Association on the ground in Virginia doing whatever they have to do. And she reminds us that first committee of jurisdiction on all of the Northam gun control. We want to make sure that our members and supporters are in Richmond at that committee hearing on that day so that their voices are heard. It's critical that our members are there early in the session to make the biggest impact in order to stop these gun bills from moving forward. I don't think that's going to be a problem in the state of Virginia now that the state of Virginia's gun owners, the Commonwealth's gun owners, are, let's just use a word from the left, they're woke. And I think, again, this is a guess, but a fairly educated guess, that there is no way in hell the anti-gunners are going to be able to muster the size crowds that the pro-gun, our side, is going to be able to bring to Richmond. And I think that's evidenced by what we saw at the town halls, at the commission meetings, in county after county after county, in every municipality in the state of Virginia, that made it very, very clear. 95% of the state, including Blackface Northam's own county of Rappahannock, that we ain't playing with you today. Not today. Not up in here. Not now. No gun control. The NRA is focused on encouraging our members and supporters to be active and engaged with their legislators from the first day of the session to the last. If you're a Virginia listener, pay careful attention to these words. The NRA is focused on encouraging our members. You don't have to be a member, but the NRA is moving its membership in Virginia, strong presence in Virginia, to be active and engaged with their legislators from the first day of the session to the last. Now, if you remember, Mr. Gottlieb on the MonsterCast 2 weeks ago asked of us, asked of you, asked of me to give one extra hour per day. One extra hour per day to gun rights, whatever that may be. If you're in Virginia, that extra hour has to be this. It has to be active, you being engaged and active with your legislators from the first day of the session to the last. Pick the phone up and make a call every single day, particularly to every Democrat in that legislature in Virginia, both houses of the assembly, and make it clear to them that they had better not vote in favor of taking away your rights. You've got to do it. Flip two, three legislators in Virginia, and guess what happens? Blackface Northam tucks tail and runs. The only way it's going to happen. So, take heed. Listen to what Kat Mortensen is telling us. The NRA is focused on encouraging our members and supporters to be active and engaged with their legislators from the first day of the session to the last. The NRA will have a strong presence at the Capitol throughout the legislative session, but we know it's the voice and the presence of our members that carry the most weight with lawmakers. And that is very true, particularly now when it is viewed, or let's just say it's viewed, there's no other way to sugarcoat this. the perception is the NRA is not at its strongest today. It's that simple. And we know that to be the case. The Democrats, the gun grabbers, the freedom haters are using that to their advantage. What they can't take away is exactly what Ms. Mortensen just said. The people. Because remember, the National Rifle Association is not a building on Waples Mill Avenue in Fairfax, Virginia. It is millions and millions of us and supporters, gun rights supporters, owners across the country. That's who she's referring to. No matter how weak the NRA may be at the top, its membership remains powerful. And this is the time to show it and prove it in Virginia. I'll be back after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap, foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom-built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this platinum car arms microphone. I am chuckling a bit here. I'm holding back a grin. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to hold this back. Oh, you can't make this stuff up. I would give anything in the world to not be constrained by the FCC at this exact moment in time. Let's just say, excuse me, that I'm going to read you something, and then I'm going to tell you where it's from afterwards, but I'll read it for you first. Not read it, I'll paraphrase it for you. I'll tell you about it, and we'll talk about it. Senate Bill 281. This is a state. This is a state. Now, you have a Democrat from a very violent part of a large American city controlled by Democrats for decades, decades upon decades upon decades. We have an individual who represents a very dangerous part of that Democrat-controlled city who has proposed or has filed a bill, Senate Bill 281, and it would ban all semi-automatic firearms. But I want you to listen because I'm going to read you part of this bill. You've got to hear this description. You can't make this stuff up. A bill to be entitled an act to amend Article 4 of Chapter 11 of Title Code 16. She's calling the bill the, let's see, what is she calling the bill here? I'm going to give it away. It's Georgia. This is a bill filed in Georgia by a Democrat. Who is the Democrat? The Democrat is about it. This is the dumbest. I don't know who allowed this. This woman should be embarrassed beyond belief. Senator Donzella James. The Truth About Guns author calls her Senator Donzella McGrab-a-Gun, which is absolutely hilarious when you consider what I'm about to tell you. This is a woman who hails from College Park, which is near the Atlanta International Airport, which is one of the worst areas of the city of Atlanta. Don't go there if you don't have to. The only reason I go there is to fly out of there. I would never, ever be caught there, ever. And then, this is so, I can't believe I'm even going to read this to you, but I'm going to, I have to. This part shall be known and may be cited as the Georgia Firearms and Weapons Act. As used in this part, the term, now remember, this is to ban just about everything. Automatic or semi-automatic gun means any weapon which shoots or is designed to shoot, A, automatically more than six shots without manual reloading by a single function of the trigger, or B, without any action needed to fire consecutive shots other than having ammunition loaded in such weapon's feeding device. Did you get that? Let me reread that to you. Automatic or semi-automatic gun means any weapon which shoots or is designed to shoot automatically more than six shots without manual reloading by a single function of the trigger, or without any action needed to fire consecutive shots other than having ammunition loaded in such weapon's feeding device. Listen to number two. We're going to go through this. Dangerous weapon means any weapon commonly known as a rocket launcher, bazooka, or recoilless rifle, which fires explosive or non-explosive rockets designed to injure or kill personnel or destroy heavy armor or similar weapon used for such purpose. The term shall also mean a weapon commonly known as a mortar, which fires high explosive from a metallic cylinder and which is commonly used by the armed forces as an anti-personnel weapon or similar weapon used for such purpose. The term shall also mean a weapon commonly known as a hand grenade or other similar weapon which is designed to explode and injure personnel
or similar weapon used for such purpose. So I am very sad to say that if Donsella McGrabagun, according to Truth About Guns, actually moves this bill successfully through the Georgia legislature and Governor Brian Kemp signs this, I am sad to say that if you come to my home to visit me or to hang out with me at the range, that we will not be able to fire rocket launchers anymore. I will not be able to let you play with my bazooka or my recoilless rifle, and we will not be able to go out into the backyard at AAR Ranch and fire what is commonly known as mortars. So for that, I apologize. I am hopeful that this bill doesn't get legs. Oh, not to mention the fact that all semi-automatic weapons, which she just defined in a very bizarre way as a machine gun, because Donsella clearly doesn't understand, or clearly believes anyway, not doesn't understand. She's too stupid to understand. I don't know what she's too stupid to understand. But I can tell you this with certainty. She certainly has absolutely no idea what a semi-automatic firearm is or how it functions. But I have to go back to the fact that and then large capacity magazines means any ammunition feeding device with the capacity to accept more than 10 rounds of ammunition, provided, however, that such term shall not include a feeding device that has been permanently altered so that it cannot accommodate more than 10 rounds, B, a .22 caliber tube ammunition feeding device, or C, a tubular magazine that is contained in a lever-action firearm. Person means, let's see what she means by person. Person means any individual, partnership, company, association, or corporation. Oh, and five, sawed-off rifles. Now, should we get into sawed-off rifles? Golly, I don't know. What am I going to do with all of my sawed-off rifles? I don't know. Oh, and those mean they're meant to be intended to be fired from the shoulder and designed or redesigned, made or remade to use the energy of the explosive in a fixed metallic cartridge to fire only a single projectile through a rifle bore for each single pull of the trigger, and which has a barrel or barrels of less than 16 inches in length or has an overall length of less than 26 inches. Gosh darn. She's going to make my life very difficult because, you see, I bring this show to you from Georgia. And again, I want to apologize in advance that I will no longer be able to allow you to play with my bazookas, rocket launchers, or mortar tubes in my backyard. She wants to make sure, if we go further through this, let me go back over to the Truth About Guns here. The photograph of her is amazing. Her name is Senator Donsella James. She's a, she's a socialist, formerly known as a Democrat. There's a photograph of her talking, probably very unintelligently, with another Democrat named Senator Vincent Fort of Atlanta during some type of debate on the Senate floor. As it is clear from Part A, Senator Donsella McGrabagun, I love that, clearly thinks semi-automatic firearms are machine guns. She displays the usual level of expertise on the part of those who would craft the laws under which we will have to live. This is how stupid they are. And people pull the lever for these people. What does that make them? I'll be back after this. Don't go away. Good heavens.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Just if you think for just a second that the left is going to go down without a fight in Virginia, you're out of your mind. If you think for just a second that the left isn't going to play dirty, nasty pool, you, like Virginia gun owners, have been asleep at the wheel for a while. And I say that, I mean that, because not enough of you Virginia gun owners voted. We just talked about how stupid they are here in the state of Georgia. This one particular, I love, Dunsella McGrabagun. I absolutely love that. But you heard how stupid that bill is. This is an elected official. So you got to wonder, if she's that bright, how sharp are the bulbs in the knife drawer in her district, right? I mean, I don't know anything about her. I don't know anything about her campaign, but boy, I sure will pay attention next time. I would love to see how she runs that campaign. Let's move to Virginia quickly, because this just popped up. I'm going with this here right off the cuff with you. Just saw this. The technique and tactic now being employed by the radical gun grabber left, if you think their efforts are about crime, we're going to put that to bed for you permanently now. If you think, well, maybe they really do care about crime, we're going to put that to bed. The governor of Virginia is proposing confiscation of firearms from law-abiding Virginia citizens. That's what his proposals are. That's what they amount to. Registration and confiscation. He's made that very clear. They're paying back Michael Bloomberg for the money he spent on the election in Virginia. Michael Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety, this just popped up, a letter, and this is one of many. This is just one example. Let me give this to you. From Christine Chapman from Arlington, Virginia. She is a staff member for Everytown for Gun Safety Support Fund. Here's the letter she wrote. And she wrote this to Paul S. McCullough, Fauquier County, 10 Hotel Street, Warrenton, Virginia. Reference, FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, request pertaining to county resolution and enforcement of firearm laws. Because Fauquier County has declared itself a Second Amendment sanctuary. Dear Mr. McCullough, she writes, as a resident of Arlington, Virginia, and a staff member of Everytown for Gun Safety Support Fund, I write pursuant to the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, Virginia Code, blank 223700, blah, blah, to request the following documents in possession of the county. Number one, all written and electronic documents and communications concerning the County Board of Supervisors' consideration of a resolution, quote, in support of Virginia and the U.S. constitutional rights to keep and bear arms at its December 12, 2019 meeting. For the avoidance of doubt, this request includes, but is not limited to, correspondence to, from, or between members of the Board of Supervisors, preparatory memos and or notes concerning the resolution, drafts of the resolution, or any summaries of the meeting. Number two, because that is going to stop crime. She believes. Does she believe? Let's keep going. Number two, all written and electronic communications concerning the topic of Fauquier County's enforcement of and or adherence to laws pertaining to firearms, which only impact who, listener? Law-abiding citizens. For the purpose of this request, you may limit your search to documents created on or after August 1st, 2019. Aw, isn't that sweet? Number three, all written and electronic communications to or from the National Rifle Association, the Second Amendment Foundation, gotta love that, right? Gun Owners of America, the Virginia Citizens Defense League, the Virginia Constitutional Conservatives, the Three Percenter United Patriots of Virginia, the Three Percenters, that's it, or the Virginia Oath Keepers. For the purpose of this request, you may limit your search to documents created on or after August 1, 2019. Oh, thank you. Number four, all written and electronic communications referring to in-person, telephonic, or digital/electronic meetings between an employee or representative of the County of Fauquier and the National Rifle Association, the Second Amendment Foundation, gotta love that, Gun Owners of America, the Virginia Constitutional Conservatives, the Three Percenter United Patriots of Virginia, or the Virginia Oath Keepers. For the purpose of this request, you may limit your search to documents created on or after August 1st, 2019. For the purpose of this request, the term representative includes employee, contractor, agent, officer, director, trustee, subsidiary, affiliate, division, lobbyist, registered or unregistered, or attorney. I am willing to pay the cost of processing this request. Christine Chapman, you ain't paying squat. Everytown for Gun Safety, Michael Bloomberg. Now, here's what's happening. Listener, you now have the Bloomberg machine on its heels, rocked to the core, having been recently checkmated in Virginia with the people rising up and confronting their Facebook cyber world, their fake membership that is nothing more than cyberlinks. Yeah, a few staffers, a few robust people show up in an orange-clad shirt sometime, you know. But that's about it. Then all of a sudden, millions of Virginia residents rise up and say, no, not here, not up in here, no, not today. Sorry. And what do we get? Everytown for Gun Safety doing what the left always does, getting as dirty and low as they can go. Here's my advice to the county. The hell with Everytown for Gun Safety. Delay the Freedom of Information request as long as they would if it were them. And they would. And you know it. Just like Obama, just like Holder, snub their nose at any request for as long as they deem fit. And stick it right back in their face. Unfortunately, that's the way we're going to have to play pool with these morons from this point forward. Ignore them and play the same rule book. Ridicule them, ignore them, and let everybody know exactly what they are. We cannot back down at this stage of the game, period. This has nothing to do with crime. Now think about this. The county has declared itself a Second Amendment sanctuary, upholding the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Virginia. And that's got the gun grabbers just absolutely nutso. In support of our Constitution and in support of the state of Virginia's Constitution, the gun grabbers are nutso. Do you believe for 1 second, and I ask this question a lot, I'm asking it again now, that if we decided at town meetings across the state of Virginia, oh, okay, as long as you promise us that the gun controls that you're putting in now, that's going to be it. That's it. You go ahead and you put your gun confiscation bill through. We'll comply. We'll comply. We're just going to comply with you. As long as you promise that that's going to be it. Do you believe for 1 second that this Christine Chapman, that Every Town for Gun Safety, that Michael Bloomberg et al. Is going to stop? Do you believe that? Of course not. These people won't stop until they have your safe cleaned out, until they have every, now think about this, every gun show shut down, every safe in America wiped out, put out of business, every gun manufacturer sued out of existence, every firearm in America melted. That's the ultimate goal of these individuals. Christine Chapman and the rest of her ilk will not stop this. This has nothing to do with crime. This has to do with you. More proof positive. These are the same people. I guarantee, I don't know who this woman is. I've not read another quote from her before, but I can promise you, she will do and has probably tried everything she can to spin what happened in Texas. And here's how she does it. If nobody had a gun, the criminal wouldn't have walked in there with a gun. This is the direction they're ultimately going, which is akin to saying if no one had an automobile, there would be no automobile collisions. There would be no drunk driving. There would be no wrecks. We'll continue the discussion when we get back. You know, and I probably shouldn't have said ignore them. What I meant by that is ignore them when you're in a room with them, but you got to pay very careful attention to what these people are all about. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios here on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Please support all of our sponsors at Armed American Radio. If you're drinking coffee, drink Defender Coffee. Join us at the Second Amendment Foundation. If you need a new safe of any size, even if it's underground, it's a whole room. Vault Pro USA has you covered. Leadslinger supports us. The seven combat vets that started that amazing company. Distilled spirits, new products coming out. Leadslingers, think about them next time you're having a party. Don't forget Memphis in May. That's going to be a lot of fun. Lots coming up this year. AmmoLand.com/AAR, PersonalDefenseNetwork.com/AAR. All of our great sponsors, please support every single one of them. They support us. Car Arms, North American Arms, the gun giveaway is in full swing. Call North American Arms, tell them you heard on Armed American Radio, Daily Defense, or The Monster Show that if you called, you get a free hat. You get a free hat, your name goes in. You are enrolled to win one of two North American Arms guns, one of them directly out of my safe. The other one being matched by North American Arms to the runner-up. You heard Bursa on the program yesterday. So please, remember all of our sponsors. Supply. Get Supply. If you shave, you can support the Second Amendment with some of the coolest shaving products on the market. They were just on Shark Tank. They're killing it over there at Supply Company. GetSupply.com is the website. FBI 2019 broke records for firearm background checks. Did you know that? It did. So is there really a Trump slump when 2019 broke record for firearm background checks? That's the leading indicator we have for gun sales. So when you hear crime dropping like a stone, keep this in mind, that firearms ownership is rising to historic levels in America, considering we have over 320 million residents. 2019 didn't just break the record. It shattered the previous year, shattered the one-year record for the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, otherwise known as the NICS. That's the Form 4473 you fill out every single time you buy a firearm from a licensed dealer, even at a gun show. Even though they don't want to tell you that, even though they lie about it and spin that, every time you buy a gun at a gun show from a dealer, you fill out a NICS check.
According to the FBI, there were 28 million. Through these numbers are unbelievable. 28,369,750 background NICS checks performed in 2019. The previous record, say it out loud, what year do you think it was? Any idea? I'll give you 5 seconds. Go. 2016. And that number was 27,538,673. Now, those are astonishing numbers. 2016 doesn't surprise me. Election year, Hillary Clinton, that whole socialist fake farce, gun control. You know, America was waking up to the fact that the Democrats are now, in fact, outed themselves as socialists. And they, in 2016, not to the extent they are in 2020, but in 2016, were going for gun grabs. Hillary Clinton was running her gaiter, you know, flapping her gums about, we need Australian-style confiscation here in America. You heard all that. But denied it was confiscation. But in fact, you know, again, this is spin. How do you spin out of, well, we're not trying to confiscate your guns, but we should use Australia as a model, which was confiscation of guns. It's impossible to spin your way out of that. But they do it with the help of, with their help from the mainstream press. But 28,369,750 background checks, and they call it a Trump slump, right? I have a feeling 2020 is going to outpace both 2016 and 2019. December 2019 helped break the annual record, according to AWR Hawkins, by setting its own high for the number of NICS checks performed. Just December alone, excuse me, there were 2,936,894 NICS checks just in December alone, approximately 10% in December alone of that massive number. On November 15th, Breitbart reported, and this was AWR when you say Breitbart reported, that NICS checks were also at all new highs during the months of August, September, and October of 2019. And on November 26th, USA Today observed that 2019, this was from USA Today in November, that 2019 could break the all-time single-year record for NICS checks. Now, let's take a look at, I hate bumper sticker logic, except when I love bumper sticker logic. This is on the heels of finding out from the ATF that there are roughly 423 million firearms in America. That number is rising. These numbers are indicative of that. And here's where the bumper sticker logic comes in. When you hear the left crowing and whining and screaming that they do, bunch of sissy gun sissies, keep this in mind. If 425 million, we'll say, firearms, because the number's bigger now, in the hands of nearly 150 million Americans were a problem, pal, you'd already know it. Meanwhile, crime is dropping at record rates in this country. That's not me. That's the FBI. I don't have time to go into the uniform crime reports, but you're going to have to trust me on that. Visit the FBI uniform UCR reports. Find out for yourself. Every category, every major violent crime in this major category and violent crime in this country is dropping. Firearms ownership is now proven to be literally at record levels. Let's see what AWR Hawkins has to say to close this out. A new record has now been set, and the climate for gun purchases remains fertile as Democrat presidential hopefuls continue to run on taking away Second Amendment rights instead of protecting them. Think about that for just a second. Shouldn't every American be protecting our constitutional rights and freedoms? Why is it that one party hates our rights and our freedoms? Go back to Everytown for gun safety. Christine McGungrabber and or Dunsell McGungrabber in Georgia. Christine, what's her name, in Virginia. Standing in the way of your constitutional rights. It's nothing to do with crime. Nothing to do with crime. It has to do with taking away your constitutional rights. Why? again, ask yourself this question. What is it about their agenda and their party and their plans that requires you disarmed? Why are they going to such lengths to lie, cheat, steal, satellite radio moment up word, the process in Virginia, this amazing uprising, the will of the people? Why? What is it about their agenda that requires you to be disarmed? Because when they tell you that they don't want you disarmed, you can look them in the face and say, then why are you trying to disarm me? Why are you supporting every gun confiscation bill? And why are you embracing them? Why are you trying to take my firearms away? Why are you supporting Governor Blackface Northam's confiscation of my rifle? And then you look me in the face and tell me you don't want to take my guns. Call them what they are. Liars. Don't back down. They hate you. Stand up on your feet and stand up. It's so tough. I know it. And stop being pushed around by these thugs and these punks on the other side who are trying to take your freedoms for you. They hate your guts. They will step on your body if you allow them. Don't allow them. It's time. 2020 is time. Angry Mark could come out of the box right now, but I'm going to keep it in check because I don't feel good. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone today. Hope you enjoyed the program. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.